For decades, the New York Yankees versus the Boston Red Sox has been one of the hottest rivalries in sports. It has dates that are instantly meaningful to fans, like 1918 and 1978. It has the curse of the Bambino, and depending on your allegiances, it has games that are either forgettable or unforgettable. Joining me now, as he does most Fridays, is sports writer Stefan Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal. Stefan, this year is no exception for these two teams.
No, in fact, I think these are the best of times for this rivalry since the 1970s, when it was so fierce that players really disliked each other and got into some famous fights on the field. And of course, you had 1978, which is the unhappy 25th anniversary for Red Sox fans, when the Yankees came from 14 games back in the standings. And then they won a one-game playoff that included a home run by shortstop Bucky Dent that's still cursed in Boston. Now, the Red Sox have finished second to the Yankees in their division every year for the last 5 years. Both are high-revenue, big-spending teams, and you're seeing some real passion this year.
Passion both on the field and off, which is really what characterizes a genuine rivalry, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. And if you look on the field, the Yankees took offense earlier this year when Red Sox ace pitcher Pedro Martinez hit the first two batters in the New York lineup, Alfonso Soriano and Derek Jeter, with pitches. More interesting to me, though, is what's going on off the field. The Red Sox ownership has really tried to stoke this rivalry. Fans' intensity hasn't wavered much, but the new ownership has realized just how important it is to Boston. So team president Larry Lucchino called the free-spending Yankees the evil empire last year. And last month, after the Red Sox won a couple of games against New York, Yankees owner George Steinbrenner snapped, "They haven't won anything yet." So there's real dislike there.
Good Steinbrenner imitation. The ownership changes in Boston do appear to have given the franchise some added ammunition in its effort to overtake the Yankees.
And they need it. The Red Sox haven't been in the playoffs since 1999, so they've overhauled the team. The front office has gotten a lot of attention. They've got the 29-year-old general manager Theo Epstein. They hired baseball stats guru Bill James to help out as a consultant. But equally important are the moves that they've made to try to raise their revenue so that they can spend more on players and compete with the Yankees. The Yankees are loaded because they've got this big cable TV deal and they're in this big market. Their payroll this year is $180 million, which is about 35% more than the next highest spending team in baseball. The Red Sox check in at around $105 million, which is fifth. So you'll see seats this year on top of the famous Green Monster outfield fence at Fenway Park. The Red Sox have been far more aggressive marketing. They're doing a lot of outreach in New England to expand their fan base, and they're trying to increase their cable TV distribution.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the last thing you mentioned, cable TV. The Red Sox and the Yankees are fighting over cable customers in Connecticut. Another rivalry.
Yeah, it is. And Connecticut's always been baseball's equivalent of Cyprus. You've got Red Sox fans north of New Haven, Yankee fans south of it. And on cable TV, though, the Yankees have had better luck getting cable operators to carry the team's Yes Network north of what one sports writer calls the Munson-Nixon line after the late 1970s Yankee catcher Thurman Munson and the current Red Sox outfielder Trot Nixon. So the Sox have been pressuring cable operators to carry their New England sports network, which, by the way, the Red Sox own 80% of. Sox owners have been holding rallies around New England to try to get more spending customers and persuade cable operators to pick them up.
So, Stefan, quickly, how's the on-field race shaping up?
Well, the Yanks are up right now. This week, both teams use their financial muscle and their front office smarts to make some key acquisitions for down the stretch. The schedule is the key here. They play each other six more times, but the Red Sox have a very tough road coming up. They play 17 of their next 23 games against the three other top teams in the American League, New York, Seattle, and Oakland. The Yankees play 25 out of their last 50 games against three of the worst teams in the league, Baltimore, Tampa Bay, and Detroit.
Always a pleasure to talk to you, Stefan.
Thanks, Michelle.
Stefan Fatsis covers the business of sports for the Wall Street Journal.